Let's go to the Caradale Newsline and visit with Brent Ulbert, who's the owner of Radon PDS here in Colorado Springs. And Brent, thanks for joining us this afternoon. You know, anytime levels get up to 50% in Colorado Springs for agents causing cancer, that's a time for concern. Those unhealthy levels, first of all, let's talk about what this is and why people should be concerned and what to do about it.
Certainly. Yeah. First off, Dan, I just want to say thanks for having me and thanks for spreading radon awareness. There's not enough people that know the risk, so it's really good news to get out to your audience here.
No question. Nearly 50% of Colorado homes have unhealthy levels of this. First of all, when you go into a home, what do you do to detect it and what do you advise the homeowner to do about it?
Yeah. So at PDS, we're actually a mitigation supply house. We're a mitigation and testing wholesaler. So customers can come in and purchase test kits and do testing themselves. But we always recommend you go with a licensed professional. It's really easy to test. So here in Colorado, we are a zone one state. And what that means is that no matter if you live a stone's throw from Kansas or if you're up in the high country, you've got a really, really high risk, the highest risk of having cancer-causing levels of this radioactive element in your home. The good news is it's extremely easy to fix. Extremely cheap to fix and actually increases the value of your home. But unlike lead or asbestos, there's no disclosures, there's no regulation, there's no real government oversight because we just found out about the danger in homes in the mid 80s.
Oh man.
We haven't been testing homes that long.
Wow. Yeah. Now, as I understand it, it's like a natural breakdown of uranium found in most soils and rock and water located underneath our homes, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it's part of the uranium-238 breakdown chain. There's a really interesting documentary on PBS about the uranium boom in Colorado. So if you're a science nerd like me and my family, you could check that out on Rocky Mountain PBS. But you used to be able to pick up uranium right up off the ground. Obviously, can't really do too much of that anymore, but there's still a ton in our ground and in our soils. So it's only radon actually for 3.8 days. And when it's radon, it's the gaseous form. It slowly leaches up through the soil. It actually gets drawn into your house, which is why January is the best month to test. The joke in our industry is your house sucks. It's literally pulling on the soil, pulling soil gas in, and it does that most when there's a huge temperature difference between the inside of your home and the outside, like in the month of January. And then as it breaks down even further, it can mutate and cause mutations in your DNA if you breathe it in.
And there's no way that you're knowing you're breathing this in because it's odorless, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it's colorless, odorless. So really the only way to know if you're safe is to perform a test, but it's the easiest way to prevent lung cancer aside from never picking up a pack of smokes. The easiest way is to just test. So right now, about 50% of your listeners, if they're hitting the EPA action level, are smoking about half a pack of cigs a day and risk.
Wow.
And they don't even know it. They're not getting the buzz. It's no fun. They don't look cool. Just test and be safe.
Yeah, no doubt. And just setting out those tests for like what a short-term test kit is 24 to 48 hours, and then you send that test back to a laboratory. Let's say they found that there's a high level of radon. What do you do? What does a homeowner do or someone who rents to get their landlord to do about it?
Yeah, the fancy word for that is active soil depressurization. But really what it entails is it's just pulling all the air from under your home and shooting it out the roof. We actually are very lucky because our county actually has its own laboratory. So you can go off Garden of the Gods Road and use the county lab. The test kits are 48 hours. And then you drop them back off, and they'll get you your results usually in a week or two. And that's just a snapshot. So if you want to know more of your levels day-to-day and your long-term averages, continuous radon monitors have dropped significantly over the years. They used to be thousands of dollars. Now they're just a couple hundred. So there's information about that on my website. We always pick up the phone. You'll get a human on the phone. So if you ever have questions, you can call us as well.
Yeah, it is definitely a go-to company to do business with here in Colorado Springs. I saw your Facebook page as well, doing an excellent job. What's the best way to reach you, and how much do those test kits cost?
Yeah, they run on average from about $15 to $30, depending on what lab. You just want to make sure it's NRPP approved. We run discounts all the time. So for Radon Action Month, we're doing $5 off. Just say you heard me on the radio or you know me, we'll give you $5 off. And yeah, they're a two-day test. You just turn them right in. You can reach us 719-444-0646. And our website is radonpds.com, Papa Delta Sierra, or my redirect, radonreality.com. That's a lot easier to remember and to tell your friends and family. Radonreality.com. Will take you directly to my fax page.
Okay. Excellent, excellent information. We appreciate you taking some time out. And again, we got to get those cancer levels down from radon exposure. Thanks again, Brent. We appreciate it.
Thanks very much, Dan. Have a wonderful day.
It is our pleasure.